Now, folks, I want to thank you for the interest that you have in the ploughing outreach down south. This year, the venue was Rathniska in County Leash, and it took the form of the World Ploughing Championships. We've been to Rathniska in the past. The ploughing was held there in 2013, 14 and 15. Following 3 years, it was held at Scraggan and Tullamore. And then in 2019, we were at Finna in County Carlow. But then COVID came and there was no ploughing, or ploughing outreach, I should say, in 2020 and 2021. Once again, this year, we did witness many blessings from the Lord. And we also witnessed greatly the Lord's sovereignty in many ways. For example, the location within the whole site where our marquee was. We had nothing to do with the planning of where we would be. And folks, we had a most wonderful location within that whole 900 acre site. First of all, we were directly opposite the O'Neill's factory shop. We went inside the O'Neill's shop to see what was going on, why so many people were coming and the crowds were queuing up outside. They had the name of every county in Ireland around the perimeter, and then all the GAA shirts and shorts and socks and tracksuit bottoms and everything else related to that county. And it drew thousands of people, and we were just right opposite them. Either side of our marquee, there were two hurling shops, and about four stands down from us, there was the Grassmen stand. Grassmen, of course, are very popular, making farming DVDs. And then below Grassmen, there was the Fun Fair. And for people to get to it, we were in that main thoroughfare to get to the Fun Fair. The eating area, or one of the eating areas, was just down from us, as also were the toilets. And so, folks, from a logistical point of view, we praise the Lord for his mercy and his providence in placing us where we were. The weather was very good on the Tuesday and the Wednesday, but the Thursday morning was a bit of a washout. Not much happened. There was men on the team tried to give out calendars and give it up as a bad job. But thankfully the weather began to clear up about 11:45 or so in mid-morning. There were nine of us in the team this time. We reduced the numbers of the men on the ploughing team. Last time when we were down, we had 14 of us. But we were operating out of two different marquees the last time. A fella from Sinfield booked a tent for us in his name, and it was a totally different end to the site. It was a way where machinery is sold, but it stood out like a sore thumb that this is different to the area where the other stands were. And well, it didn't work. And we thought, well, we'll have to just reduce our numbers and give out from the one marquee. On the Monday afternoon, the four of us went down and set up the equipment. And then the show began on Tuesday, the 20th of September. There's a wee woman by the name of Violet from Enniskeen in County Cork. We've got to know Violet over these last number of years. And during lockdown, she noticed the advertisement in the Irish Farmer's Journal. Disappointed that the ploughing wasn't on during lockdown, wondering about the calendar. And we posted her down once. And folks, what a wonderful blessing. She's a save wee woman. Prior to lockdown, she's been coming maybe for 3 or 4 years. You add that all together, And we posted her down 10 calendars the first year of lockdown, and then 20 the second. And she gave them out to her neighbours around Enniskeen in County Cork. We're speaking to another lady. This lady was from Sligo, and she was a Presbyterian lady. And she was telling us of how she was a Sunday school teacher in that congregation. She went on to tell us of how there are now 50 children in their Sunday school. And she was very interested in the new prints that we had brought out and the new bookmarks. And we told her that there's children's literature there also. She took away the colouring books, the children's tracts as well. Very friendly lady. She went out of the marquee, and a few minutes later she brought in a friend who's another Sunday school teacher. And she went away with something similar. Now folks, that was tremendous. And we pray that God will bless that word to those boys and girls in Sligo. Coming up to lunchtime on the Tuesday, we had a bit of a hard time. It was this very awkward client, we could say, an argumentative individual from near Emmyvale in County Monaghan. And he acknowledged that he was an agnostic. And he says, "Is Jesus Christ God?" "Yes, he is." "Well, doesn't the Bible say that no man has seen God at any time?" "Yes, it does." "Well, then did people see God?" And folks, he just kept on and on like a stuck record, going round and round. And we told him that the Lord Jesus was speaking here, "No man has seen God the Father at any time." But he argued, "But it doesn't say that." And then we started to show him verses in Scripture of the word "Lord" in capital letters, reference to God the Father. "Ah, but it doesn't say that." He started to argue about Noah and the flood. "Do you believe in the flood?" He says, "Well, tell me, how did the polar bears get from Alaska into the ark?" And it doesn't matter, folks, what answer we gave him. This fellow, we could say, was the most contrary person you could ever meet. As the conversation was going on and it wasn't getting anywhere, we turned to the fellow and we says to him, "Well, sir, it's like this. If what you believe is right and I am wrong, then when you die, you have lost nothing and neither have I. For we're both going to the grave. But on the other hand, if I am right and you're wrong, you have lost everything and I have lost nothing. And I have won." Started to talk then about the soul. He denied that we have a soul. He said that when they come to the grave, that's the end. There's no such thing as heaven. There's no such thing as hell. And we agreed just to disagree. And he left. An awkward individual. Wouldn't take any literature whatsoever. There was one book we had with us, a booklet by the Reverend David Linden, called "Who is the Fool? Weighing up evolution versus creation." We showed him it, opened it up for him, and pointed to the verses of Scripture that prove the doctrine of creation. He wouldn't believe it. He wouldn't take it with him. Speaking to a married into a couple by the name of Ivan and Avril. They are a Church of Ireland people from Portlaoise. They started to ask questions about our denomination, the Free Church, and about our meetings. And they were very inquisitive. They opened up in conversation. And during the conversation, we sat down beside them and we just gave them a word of testimony, how we were saved. And they began to ask some very good, genuine questions. And as the conversation was going on, folks, we honestly thought, having told them of individuals in the past who went behind the partition and asked the Lord to save them, we honestly thought that they were about to take that step. We did not push them over the line into making a profession. We don't believe in doing that. We told them that it is a choice. To choose you this day whom you will serve. And they said, well, we've got stuff to think about. And they went to the book table, took stuff with them, and away. Speaking to a fella who lives right beside Cork Airport. We were at the book table, and he says, if Ian Paisley is not in heaven, I will be very disappointed with God. We laughed with him. And he said, you know, Ian Paisley was a true Christian, a true Ulster man, and also a true Irish man. And he began to look at the things that were there on the table, right in front of the Bibles we had, the different new prints that we had. And he was interested in them. Folks, he took one each of them. There were 10 different in the variety. There were 10 brand new bookmarks written and printed for the show. He took a couple each of them home with him. We were speaking to an individual by the name of Richard Ayabai, and he's from Kenya. He had a name badge on his chest, and we were wondering, what stand are you at? He says, I'm not in any stand. I'm part of the Kenyan team that's here at the World Plowing. And we began to tell him how we have missionaries in Kenya. Well, what part of Kenya? Well, we mentioned Kabanguria, we mentioned Kitale, we mentioned Eldoret and Kisii and so on. He says, I'm from Kitale. We didn't have long to chat to him because he was being shown around the show. And we asked him, obviously, you farm in Kenya? Yes, and he started to talk about his farm. And, well, you're here ploughing and the competition. What sort of a tractor do you have at home? And he started to talk in glowing terms about a Massey 290. Now, folks, a Massey 290 is from the early 80s here at home. But it's a big thing in Kenya. That man took 5 or 6 calendars home with him, going to bring them back to Kenya. Each of those bookmarks and each of those prints as well. A fella who came to several Consider Christ meetings in Port Leash and also to the Talbot Hotel in Charlow Town. See a fellow by the name of James. And James would usually come into the marquee when the ploughing is on. And during lockdown, we posted James' calendars and he wrote back wondering, have you any more of those prints and bookmarks? So we sent them down to him. Do you know what he told us? I sent those to Kazakhstan. Russian speaking people from Kazakhstan settled in Ireland around Port Leash. They are Russian Orthodox. He's got to know them. And those calendars were sent to their families back in Kazakhstan. You know, folks, we couldn't believe it when we heard it. And we were absolutely delighted. James is making a visit to Kazakhstan next February. And he took a bag full of stuff away with him to bring to Kazakhstan. Praise the Lord. You just never know, sure you don't, where God's word will end up. Coming into the Wednesday, when quite early in the morning, we were speaking to a man and wife from the Aran Islands. They are fluent Irish speakers. And the Aran Islands, of course, well, that's people's first language, is Irish. And we says to you, a farmer? He says, no, I'm a trawler man. He shares a fishing trawler with a fisherman from Kilkeel in County Down. And when he's in Kilkeel, he stays with this man and his family, and on the Sunday, this man takes him to Mourne Presbyterian Church. He started to talk about the church, how he was very impressed with the minister, the Reverend Bingham, how he made people welcome as they came into the church and shook hands with the people after church. He says that does not happen in chapel. You know, folks, his words, he said, the Roman Catholic Church is rotten. Began to speak to them about the gospel. Folks, I have to say, they were the most lovely, heartwarming people you could ever meet. Very, very friendly. They listened extremely well, both him and her. We showed them Dick Cole's booklet, No Longer Hoping, in Irish. They took it with them. They took different booklets with them, along with several calendars and also those prints. Tremendous. There's folks on the Aran Islands. Pray for them, folks. Maybe that will stick in your mind. We were speaking to a lady from Tallinn in County Kilkenny, and she was pretty shy of herself. And she leaned over the book table and she whispered, I'm from a religious community, i.e. she's a nun. And she started to look at the bookmarks and the prints, and she says, are those pictures beautiful? Those are her words. We told her, well, most of those photographs were taken in County Tyrone, and we showed her our mobile phone that they were taken on. We told her two of them were taken at the Muck and Grass demonstration in County Tipperary. She started to lift some. We said to her, you know, Mrs., don't be embarrassed. Take as many as you want. She says, is it all right if I take one each for my religious community? By all means. And away she went with them, folks. And she went home with a Bible as well, plus the bookmarks for the different nuns that she lives with. We pray for that lady in Tallinn in County Kilkenny, and the nuns as well. God will be gracious to them and open their heart. Speaking to a very nice Christian lady from New Ross in County Wexford, her name is Harriet. Harriet does a lot of driving for her work, and she says, I like to listen to CDs in the car. She noticed the CDs that were there. Now, we had 10 of a variety of CDs, testimonies. And she wondered, well, who's that and what are those testimonies about? We showed her our brother Garrod Marley. Garrod came from Castle Bellingham, who was training to be a priest at Maynooth. And in his second year in seminary, he was asking too many questions. The bishop told him, this is not for you. We related to Harriet of how our Garrod went to London, trained as a male nurse, and in one of the hospitals in London, fell in with a Christian doctor who invited him to church. And to cut a long story short, Garrod was gloriously saved. Told her about Leighton Kelly's testimony from Tallaght in Dublin, how he stole his first car when he was 13, got involved in crime and drugs in Tallaght. Lord gloriously saved him. She says, can I take one each of these? She noticed our own CD there, a CD of a little message that we had produced in Acts 3 and 4 of the healing of the lame man, and especially that verse, neither is there salvation in any other. She turns and she says, well, how were you saved? And we began to give her our testimony. And early on in the testimony, we told her how we were saved as a child of 9. She says, hold on a minute. Her two children were sitting at a table. She brought them up. She says, come on to hear what this man has to say. So I started again. And told how I was saved as a child of 9. And when the testimony was over, she says to her 2 children, "Do you hear that? You can do the same." Folks, it was lovely to meet Harriet. There's a Christian lady from near New Ross in Wexford. God has his people everywhere. Praise the Lord. We're speaking to a young lad called Connor, aged 14, from Emo in County Leash, about 15 miles from the ploughing site. We were restocking the book table. We had been inundated with people, and the table was a bit of a mess. Now, when you have a pile of 20 or 30 tracts sitting here and there, and people are leaning over and shuffling, everything soon gets on top of each other. We were tidying things up and replacing stock from the cases under the table. And we noticed this young lad standing there, and we just happened to say, "Everything there is free, take what you want." Well, he says, "This is my kind of a stall. I like this kind of thing." And we says to him, "Why?" Well, he says, "I want to be a priest when I leave school." And he started to talk about how there's an awful shortage in the priesthood. And we says, "Well, you're very welcome here. Take what you want there." And we showed him the New Beginning book. We showed him Dick Cho's booklet, No Longer Hoping. He was leafing through a booklet on Martin Luther. He took that with him. He was asking about the CDs. And we didn't go into details of what each of them were to put him off. For he had said he had wanted to join the priesthood. But it says there's a man there, Garold, that might be of interest to you. Folks, he took one each of those testimony CDs home with him. Pray for Connor. Only 14. Religious lad. Pray the Lord will open his heart. Instead of becoming a priest, he'll become a preacher to his own people. We man the name of Morris Smith. Morris is a wee brethren man from Killeen outside Armagh. He has a wonderful testimony of how his mother was saved through Dr. Paisley's mother in Sunday school in Ballymena. Morris is a converted Roman Catholic, a very zealous wee man who gives out tracts, who come with his rucksack and go up and down the aisles and be a witness for the Lord. But he always comes into our tent for tea to sit down. He'll have his sandwiches with him, and he'll come for tea and everything else. We were standing at the book table and he says, "Come on over here a minute. I've got good news for you." "What's that?" "Your calendars that you were giving out last time the show was here, I was speaking to a man who got saved through your calendar." Now, folks, that was tremendously encouraging to hear of a soul saved just through the witness of the calendar. We were greatly encouraged. We woman from near Bruff in County Limerick, and she was a wee bit hard to make out. She was quite elderly, and she says, "Have you any medals?" And I says, "Well, what? Any medals of Our Lady?" Well, says, "No, we don't have any medals of Mary." And we says, "Well, look what we have here. We have all these CDs. And there's a woman, Pauline English, who was a nun. And you can take that with you. And here's a man called Garold. He was training in the priesthood. And I think you would enjoy listening to that." And folks, she took one each of those testimony CDs with her. She also took one each of the bookmarks and one each of the prints and the calendar. It's a sowing ministry. It's Christ is the answer, as we were saying a little while ago. Thursday the 22nd of September, we were speaking to a silage contractor from Canturk in County Cork. He was very impressed with the prints, wondering who took the photographs and what sort of a camera were they taken with. He looked at the bookmarks as well, and very impressed. he started to lift a few. He says, "Sir, if you would like one each, don't be embarrassed, take them with you." And that man took them. His surname is Sheehy, a typical Cork name. And remember that silage contractor from Kanturk. Wee lady from Dripsy in County Cork, the name of Geraldine. And she phoned during lockdown when the calendars were advertised in the Irish Farmer's Journal. She says, "I've come here to meet the man who posted them to me. Who is he?" "Well, you're looking at him." She asked, "Well, who takes the photos for the calendar?" "Well, you're looking at him." Folks, we had a great conversation with that wee woman from Dripsy in County Cork, Geraldine. She's a saved woman. And during lockdown, we posted her 10 calendars on two occasions. Again, she gives them out to her friends around the area. We were speaking quite at length to a man called Derek, who used to farm near Tullamore. And when retirement came, he sold the farm and he retired to live in County Carlow. He's a saved man. At the beginning of the conversation, we didn't know where he stood before the Lord. He says, "Well, how can we get to heaven?" We began to explain to him that we don't come through the church. I thought he was a Roman Catholic. He says to him, "Well, we don't go through the church. The church is a box ticking exercise. You can tick every box that the church would have you to tick. You can jump through every hoop the church would have you to jump through, and when it comes to death, you still don't know you've done enough." Told him how Christ is the way, the truth and the life. He says, "So it's not through the church." "No, it's not. It's Christ alone." Well, he says, I like that. I agree with you. A saved man of a Church of Ireland background. He started to talk then about the authority of the Pope. And we told him that the Pope is not by any means the head of the church, and he smiled. He says, "Well, I agree with you." And he says, "That's what the churches in Ireland need to teach." He says, "I was Church of Ireland, but I don't go anymore." He says, "It's no good." That's his words. And he says, "I don't really go anywhere now." I says, "I suppose you're a bit of a spiritual nomad." Well, he says, "I would be. There's nowhere to go." But he says, "I go now and again to Kilkenny Presbyterian Church. It's a wee bit too far." And he says to him, "Well, if you go there, do you know a man by the name of Tom Dowley?" He says, "I do. How do you know him?" Well, he says, "We met him at the last time the show was on in 2019 at Fanna in Carlow. And this man came and told us how he's an outreach worker with that church. He's a converted Roman Catholic himself. And he told us on that occasion of how he had seen three people saved on door-to-door outreach in Kilkenny City." He started to talk about the Jehovah Witnesses, how they had come round to see him. He says, "You know, it was a good experience for me when the JWs came, because it meant that I had to study the Bible more in order to be able to answer them." He says, "I spoke to that man, Tom Dowley, in Kilkenny, and wondered what I could answer, how I could answer them." Well, he says, "Derek, there's two verses of scripture I would like you to remember. You're witnessing to a JW. You hold them to that and they'll not be able to answer you." We opened up the Bible and showed him Isaiah chapter 50 verse 1. "Thus saith the Lord." That's block capital letters. Jehovah's speaking. "Thus saith the Lord." And then in verse 6 it says, "I gave my back to the smiters, and to them that plucked off the hair from my cheeks. I hid not my face from shame and spitting." That's the Lord speaking there. But who gave us back to the smiters? It was Christ. He started to smile. He says, "Would you write that down for me?" We wrote it down. And we showed him also 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. "How great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." He talked about the Roman Catholic Church being a money-making religion. And he started to ask then about the CDs, and we explained what each of them were. And he took them with him. A great conversation with Derek, talking to him about 20 minutes. But there's nowhere really for him to worship on the Sunday. That's sad. Speaking to a farmer's son from Bantry, and it gives you a wee bit of perspective of how big County Cork is. This lad left Bantry at 4 o'clock in the morning to come to the ploughing. He's over an hour and a half's drive to get to Cork City, and then 4 hours drive from Cork City to the ploughing. He asked about the authorised version of the Bible and began to speak to him and tell him about the authorised version. He says, "Can I take one?" He took the Luther booklet as well, and again each of the prints and the bookmarks. There's sowing of the seed again. A Roman Catholic man came back into the tent on the Thursday who had been in on the Wednesday, and this time he brought a friend with him. He says, "I got a Bible here yesterday, would you have one from a friend?" And it says, "I'd like this man to take the literature that I took." It turned out that the man who had been in the day before and came back on the Thursday was a converted Roman Catholic. He leaned over and he whispered in her ear, "We need 10,000 of you, and still there wouldn't be enough here in Ireland. For people need to hear this stuff." He was very encouraged about the tent being there and the gospel witness. We were speaking to another lady from County Clare, and when people come to the book table you try and tell them before they start to look that everything there is free, and you say that includes the Bibles and the New Testaments too. "And where are you from?" "I'm from County Clare." "Well," it says, "you're not originally from County Clare, if you're not." "No," she says, "I'm from Eden Dark, outside Dungannon." Wee woman, they called their grandchildren over to the table, and the grandchildren took a New Testament each with them, and she took a Bible. And she had come in for tea, and folks, she was most grateful to receive the gospel. Now, if we were to go to Eden Dark to the outreach, many people would not want to see you. Many people around that area would see the gospel as a unionist thing. That's a Protestant thing. That's not us. But that wee woman went through marriage to live in County Clare, originally from Eden Dark, but came into the Free Church tent, asked questions about the gospel, about the Lord Jesus, and took the literature home with her. And folks, that is tremendously encouraging. And that shows you that there is an openness among Irish people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We were speaking with a man by the name of David, and he heard our accent. He says, "Are you from Donegal?" I says, "We are." Well, the church is in Donegal. And we heard his accent. Well, it says, "You're from Donegal too. You're from the South Donegal, aren't you?" He says, "No, not too far away. I'm from County Leitrim. I'm from Kinloch in County Leitrim." He says, "I'm a tree surgeon." You know, folks, just totally out of the blue, with no meaning whatsoever. He says, "Do you know a man called Arthur Graham?" And I says, "Yes, how do you know him?" Well, he says, "I've cut trees around their wee hall at Ahadui, outside Ballantra." Oh, he says, "I know Arthur very well. I give him calendars every year, and we've preached for him in that wee hall." Well, he says, "You know, Arthur's trying to convert me." So as I say, you know, it's not Arthur who converted you, it's the Lord. And David started to listen, and we knew that he had heard the gospel through that wee hall at Ahadui. And we told him during the witness how others had been saved. Whenever people showed an interest, people had been saved in the tent. And this man showed great interest. We didn't pressurise him whatsoever. But we told him that now is the only time that we are assured of. And we honestly thought, folks, he was about to ask the Lord to save him. He says, I'm here till about 6 o'clock and I'll call in with you before I go home. He left the tent, folks, and he didn't come back. We were very disappointed with that. We were praying quite regularly afterwards, after David left, Lord, bring him back, Lord, bring him back. He didn't come back. That's the old devil telling him you have plenty of time. Do you remember that man, David, from Kinloch in County Leitrim? The Lord will have mercy upon him. We were speaking with a lady from County Tipperary who spoke of how she's been getting the calendar for years. And every year when the ploughing is on, she comes and takes 5 of them home with her. And she says, one of those calendars is in my brother's kitchen in Sweden. She posts it to him every year. You heard about Kazakhstan earlier? There's Sweden. Tremendous, folks. It really is encouraging. And again, she took each of the bookmarks and prints home with her. Shortly after the wee woman from Tipperary had gone, this man came in right up to the book table. And he says, would anybody here be prepared to do an interview? I'm from the Irish Times. Well, we says, fire away. I'll answer your questions if I can. He started to ask about the Free Church. He started to ask about its spread. And we told him how there are over 60 churches here on the island. How it would spread to the different countries in the world. We began to name them. He says, I can see by looking round myself here, you're very well received at the ploughing. What is it that you do? And we began to explain to him the different items of literature that were there, and with 15,000 calendars with us, and all, everything is free in the Bibles and the New Testaments too. He says, your church was founded by Ian Paisley. That's right. Well, Ian Paisley once said that the Roman Catholic Church was the whore of Babylon. Well, we says to him, we do not believe that the Pope is the head of the church. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He's the way, the truth and the life. He's the only way of salvation. Told him about, don't believe in the primacy of Peter. How the Lord Jesus Christ is the rock upon which the church is built. We don't believe in transubstantiation either. When the priest claims to change the wafer into the actual literal body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We did tell him, we believe the church is a box ticking exercise. You can tick every box that the church would have you tick and still not know you've done enough. Among other things, we explained him the way of salvation. Now, all of this time, he was recording us on his mobile phone. He says, is there anybody here that was a Roman Catholic, was now a Free Presbyterian? He says, yes, there is. And we went down to the back of the tent and got the Reverend Larry Power. And Larry came up, and this man did an interview with Larry. And folks, it appeared next day in the Irish Times, in the online edition. Now, he did not print a quarter of what was said. But nevertheless, it was a wee witness. He did report how the Reverend Crane has said people come into the tent and get a free shot at salvation. Well, we pray that God will bless what was said. All in all, 15,000 calendars we had with us, each and every one of them were gone. We brought 230 Bibles with us. We ran out. When we were packing the Bibles, we brought every Bible we had. The last time we were at the show, there were 174 Bibles taken from the table. Well, we thought 230 will be more than enough. We ran out. Reverend Simon Anderson had a box of 32 in his yard. He went and got them. They were all gone. 262 Bibles in total, taken from the table. 145 New Testaments, taken from the table. Roughly 1,400 cups of tea were made. And folks, we thank you, the ladies here in the congregation, for your help in this matter. Made your trebakes, you brought your biscuits and tins of biscuits and so on. And we thank you sincerely in the Saviour's name. That's what gets the people to stay in the tent. 1,400 cups of tea. That gives you a wee idea of some of the people that came into the tent. Not everybody that came in took tea. That gives you an idea of the amount of people that came. The NPA gave the figures of 271,000 people that came to the 3-day event. Good number of people from our own denomination came as well, and some from here and some from other churches. In fact, the church in Kilkeel, they organised a men's day out, and a minibus loaded them, 14 of them. A men's day out, they stop in a hotel and get their breakfast on the way down, tramp around the show, and then stop in a hotel on the way home. It's a long day out, mind you. At our B&B, we were back with Mairead. We've been with her since 2008. Built up a great relationship with her over the years. She's 31 miles away. We don't mind the distance. We are very well looked after. And after dinner is over, the dishes still sit there on the table, and we have our prayer meeting. Mairead says, "You go on ahead, you have your meeting. I'll clear up when you're finished." Folks, we had a blessed, blessed time. The Lord was in it all. We saw His hand in it, even in the very location. And we want to thank you sincerely for your interest here in Convoy. We thank you for your prayers, for your support, both practically and financially. And we pray that God will build His kingdom, and that sinners will see that Christ indeed is the answer. Thank you, folks, for listening. It's always a lengthy report we try to bring you. We jot down the names of the people that we speak to after they're gone, so we don't forget, so we can put it together in a report form for you. We trust that it's a blessing to your soul, and that something that has been said or some names that have been mentioned will be stamped in your mind. Be able to pray for them. Thank you for listening.